There is nothing more feminine than lipstick, nor is ancient. It dates back to the Sumerians in 7000 BC. Yet the chemistry of today's cosmetics owes their origin to what was exclusively a man's world, the world of business. The first modern cosmetic was smearproof lipstick. It was invented by the chemist Hazel Bishop. Like many women of her time, Bishop found work in male-dominated areas because of World War II. She worked as a chemist at Standard Oil, developing a special gasoline for aircraft engines. After the war, she followed advice from her mother, who told her, "Open your own business, even if it's a peanut stand." Like all good entrepreneurs, Bishop drew strongly on her personal experience. She knew the trials of being a professional woman in the workplace, and this brought her to lipstick. She knew firsthand the embarrassment of lipstick on coffee cups and cigarette butts, as well as the inconvenience of reapplying lipstick numerous times a day. It would seem that a woman should just ditch the lipstick, but in the 1940s, it was the hallmark of being feminine. Bishop spent 2 years doing over 300 experiments in her kitchen to develop smearproof lipstick. She made a lipstick with staining dyes, colorants which actually stain the skin rather than simply coat it with colored wax. She began by grinding the color into oil, then adding molten wax, which she solidified in a cylindrical metal mold. As a final step, she singed the tip with a flame for about half a second to create a smooth, glossy finish. To promote her new lipstick, she turned to an advertising agent named Raymond Spector, famous for popularizing the Lone Ranger. In exchange for stock in the company, Spector created a $1.5 million advertising campaign to launch the lipstick. He marketed Bishop's smearproof lipstick as kissable. "Never again," read the ads, "need you be embarrassed by smearing friends, children, relatives, husbands, or sweethearts." The ad campaign worked. Kissable lipstick raced to the top of the charts, selling by 1953 over $10 million worth of lipstick. Yet oddly, this marked the end of Hazel Bishop's association with lipstick. She and Spector had disagreed about how to run the company. Spector bought out the other shareholders to become majority owner and then forced Hazel Bishop out of Hazel Bishop Incorporated, giving her a cash settlement of $250,000, but keeping her name. Bishop started other companies until settling into being a highly valued stock analyst for cosmetic stocks. She also offered advice to women. "Women should use makeup," she said, "to accentuate their most attractive features," adding, "After the age of 25 or thereabouts, personality becomes an increasingly more attractive feature." Hazel Bishop died with plenty of personality at the age of 92.